joining us once again. I am speaking with Keith Johnson on truthtou.org. That's truth2letteru.org. And we have returned from Israel, haven't we, my friend?
My friend, we have returned from the 3T tour.
3T tour in Israel, and we met for the first time in person. And it was so, I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Because how many years have I known you now? But for the first time face to face, and man, you really gave me a workout. My legs were aching for days. After the first 2 days of meeting you, we were trekking around Jerusalem. Now, as the listeners have already heard a little bit of what we did, but on the Sunday, it was you, it was Kyle, your son, it was Jeremy Childs from Hawaii, right?
Yes.
And myself, and g'day to those guys, and where did we end up? Because we went, where we left off last time, we were down at the Damascus Gates, or the gates called Beautiful, or the Golden Gate. Is this what it's called?
No, you got it all confused. Okay, John.
Help me out, because there's still a whirlwind in my head, Keith.
You know, it's what really is amazing is the old city of Jerusalem is really not that big. I mean, it's not like it's, hundreds of miles across. I mean, it's really not that big. But we went through the Damascus Gate, and then from there, I asked you if you guys would be willing to go down to the Lion's Gate, it's sort of on the other end. And so we walked down there and we talked to the soldiers, and then we went to the Arab cemetery outside the gate called Beautiful, or the Golden Gate.
Outside the gate called Beautiful. Okay, that's where we were. That's where we left the listeners off last time. Now we came back to the Lion's Gate, right?
Yes.
And then I know you understand.
And it was your idea, Jono. You wanted to see the Temple Mount. And I said, well, we're over on the side where we can't really get in. And so you said, but we're so close. And so I began to look for someone that would help us.
Anyone, listeners, anyone. He may as well have put up his hand and said, hey, anyone want to help us get to the Temple Mount? Anyone? Anyone will do.
Anyone. Jono wants to see the Temple Mount from this vantage point, which is where the Muslims actually enter in over there. I mean, back in the old days, you used to be able to walk right from the Lion's Gate to see the Temple Mount. And of course, people probably know now, very difficult to actually get up there, and there's only one place that you can go up, which is from down in front of the Western Wall. They built a ramp, and so it really is quite a political issue, and the days of being able to go from different vantage points has changed radically. Mm-hmm. So we were in an area where we were trying to get a vantage point to try to get a look-see.
that's what. So Keith literally raised the flag and said, want to go and have a look at the Temple Mount? Who's up for it? And then all of a sudden you start chatting to some guy in some little corner shop, and what happened from there?
Well, we found someone, and I was talking to the one guy. I went to buy everybody a bottle of water because everyone was a little tired.
Needed that. Very thankful for a bottle of water.
Went into a little Arab store and got a bottle of water and said, hey, I want to see the Temple Mount, but I don't want to go all the way down to the Western Wall. And one guy said, I've got a friend, or I know someone.
Yeah.
So he grabbed his friend, and his friend said, oh, my brother. And he went from his brother, and he said, hey, my brother can get you there. And the next thing I know, we're walking from probably, what, three different guys.
We're strolling up. Now, what was the street? We're going up from the Lion's Gate.
We're going down the Via Dolorosa almost, just about to the spot where you go from spot to spot of the Stations of the Cross.
That's what happened. And believe you me, Keith, I was not convinced that we weren't going to get mugged. Okay, so this is what happened. I'm going to hand this over to the listeners. Here it is on the street. I'm following Keith going, what's going on? Who are we going with? Who are these people? I don't understand. Here it is.
Okay, so Jeremy, let me get this straight. We're following Keith with an Arab man that he's just met who doesn't speak English.
This is my tour guide.
He's my friend.
Gamani?
Yes.
Okay. Now, an accomplice has turned up, apparently his brother. And now we're going to follow him. That's for me, this doesn't fly. But for Keith, Keith's happy to go with these guys. So we stay together.
Now we've had a switch. Tell the people, Jono.
Okay, I'm telling them, Keith.
He has now transferred me to his brother.
Nice to meet you.
Jono, please, come.
Jono.
This is Jono. Tell him your name, Fadi.
Okay.
He's giving me to his brother. His brother will take us to see the Temple Mount.
Okay.
Temple area.
Area.
It's close.
It's close.
We'll show you from outside.
King.
Okay.
Todaraba.
He's going to show us from outside. He speaks English. Now.
We must go to the third brother.
We have from hand to hand.
From hand to hand.
How many are you talking about? 12. 12?
Yes, we are big family.
Yeah. Okay.
We're being transferred from one brother to the next brother to the next brother.
That's what they're saying. And we're following them. So, I don't mind telling the listeners I'm prepared for the worst here. Because apparently we're being taken to a pretty good vantage point of the temple area, Temple Mount. We're meeting someone else.
Basically from Australia.
Hello, me welcome. You're
to celebrate the Achamishpacha. Brother.
We ask him.
Tada. Okay, now we're going out. Okay. Okay, we're still walking. I'm following Keith. The guys are with me. Okay. He's about to open the door. The door is opening, and we're walking in.
This is the beginning of Via Dolorosa. First station, it used to be the courtyard. Right here, Jesus condemned to death. Today, it used as a school.
It's used as a school today. That was the sound of the gate closing hard behind us, boys and girls. We're ascending, we're going through another gate. You're kidding me. We're going through another gate. What is this place? How do you feel about this, Jeremy?
Keith knows what he's doing.
I'm not. Oh, we have a window.
Must take your shoes off.
Yes.
Shoes off.
This one they use it as a mosque. They pray here.
This little area they use as a mosque, we have to take our shoes off. Okay. We take our shoes off. The shoes are coming off. And we're walking on the mosque area. The mosque area is about 2 by 4 meters. And there is a window. It's a dusty window, but we're opening the window. There's white bars. And what we're looking at is a pretty good view. It opens out.
There's the Temple Mount of Asia.
To the Temple Mount.
Look.
Let's have a look here. There it is. There's the... Wow. Oh, my.
And you see how big it is?
I can see how big it is. That's huge. Now, there's two domes. There's one on the left and there's one on the right of the Dome of the Rock.
You see the Al-Aqsa Mosque? See the gray dome,
yeah.
Kyle? That's the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This is where Abraham's Rock is. And let me show you something.
Uh-huh.
Can you see it? You can't see the little dome where the... Oh, I can't see it. We'll have to see it from another spot.
Okay, just close the window.
Okay.
Close the
window. Should I get a photo of that, or should I?
You go ahead.
Should I do that? This is a memorable moment.
And there's proof.
Thank you. And I very respectfully have my shoes off. Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to get a photo of this for you, because this is a view that you don't get to see very often. Here it is. Okay, that's my photo. Close the door.
And this is a camera.
Time to get the shoes on. Apparently we're going somewhere else. I can't believe this. Just someone he met on the street. Okay. So listen. Where did this guy come from? Where did this guy come from? Are we paying this guy? What does it mean? Are we paying this guy? I mean, this guy must be expected to be paid. I don't understand. Honestly, I thought we were about to get mugged. That, boys and girls, is the sound of Keith giggling like Nehemiah. He's giggling like a little
girl. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited. For those of you that have been concerned, we're on the Via Dolorosa. We're going to the very spots, traditionally, where all these things happened.
Traditionally?
Yes.
Okay, so it seems like this guy is legitimate. I was absolutely certain we were being set up. And we're being passed from one person to the next. But now he wants to take us on the full tour.
So we're here in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, standing by the entrance of the church, and there are many people surrounded that have gone down to their knees, and they're rubbing things, and they're putting things on their different icons, and they're kissing it, and etc. They take this very serious because they believe that this particular stone slab was the actual slab that Jesus was laid on, where, if you can look at the picture there, if you notice where they wrapped his body, and then they put him into the tomb. They believe that that is the actual slab that he was laid on. So that's why there's people waiting in line to kneel. And for them, this is a very serious, you know, religious. Look at this lady. She's putting, you know, putting her shawl there, and they're taking pictures, and they're putting him there, and sort of like taking.
All right, you stop telling him. I'm going to tell him. You're too nice. Okay, so what we're looking at, boys and girls, I can't believe it. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. I'm not kidding. There are people groveling around this rock, and they're anything that they can get off themselves to rub on this rock, they're doing it, including icons, pictures, rags, scarves, purses, crosses, and I'm telling you, they are pushing each other aside to do this, just to press things on this rock, to kiss it. They're kissing it, they're rubbing it with their hands, they're even rubbing it with their hands, then putting it on their face. My goodness, I've never seen anything like it, and they are really busy to do this. It looks like they're crossing themselves as they do this, and they've brought all these items just to place on top.
I now want to introduce you to the most important man at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Can I show you to who he is?
Santa Claus?
No, I want you to come meet this man. This is serious.
Okay, so we're going to go and meet the man. Now, this is creeping me out.
This is the most important man at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
How do you do, sir? Welcome.
Show him your business card. This is very important. Watch this.
Yes.
Tell him who you are.
I'm the doorkeeper and the custodian of the church. And this job inherited from father to son, generation to the next.
Really?
We are opening and closing the church. And we are the guardian of the place. It should be a Muslim family. I'm a Muslim. My name was Jacob Nusebi. And the job inherited from father to son.
Wow. He's the doorkeeper. He's the doorkeper?
Start from 7th century.
7th century.
Crusaders, they take over the second time from Saladin. And up to now from father to son, and we are here.
Wow. And he's met the presidents of the world. And he's even got a watch from Putin.
Putin gives you a watch?
Yes, this man is very important. He's the one who opens the church.
Mm-hmm.
They are Australian. My father used to be in charge of the Australian soldiers during the Second War.
Really?
And I can show you some pictures of my father.
Really?
Yes. Who used to take them tour, give them hotels, everything, all the Middle East. Not just here, Jerusalem, Lebanon, Syria, all the Middle East, Jordan, etc. Let me show you one of the pictures.
Yes.
My father taking the Australian soldiers.
Please. Wow. We're going back to open what looks like a very, very ancient door, a cupboard of sorts. And inside is a bunch of books and old articles. He's got a box. He's moving a box up to the top. In here is a... Wow, it's framed. It's in a frame. There's two photos inside the frame. He's bringing it down to show us. There's all sorts of black and white photos just lumped together in there. This is what we're looking at. What are we seeing here,
this
sir?
This is two pictures.
Two pictures.
One picture with a new soldier this last few years, me. here, so, and with your soldiers, the Australians, and here my father during the Second War. Here my father.
That's your father.
And this is your army, the Australian army.
Yes. There they are.
He's taking care of them.
And the name of your father?
Jacob Nusebi.
Uh-huh.
Welcome. And we are very happy to have you here.
Well, it is a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Welcome. Thank you.
It's an honor to meet you.
Thank you.
How about that? That's incredible.
This and man, his father's father comes here. Let me show you.
So we're looking now on the main door. There's the lock.
Every morning at 6:30 in the morning, he unlocks the door, opens the door, and then at the end he closes the door. And why do they need a Muslim to do this?
Why?
Because the Christians cannot agree. They need a Muslim to be the doorkeeper of the Christian church.
How about that? And I tell you what, he is the highlight of this place as far as I'm concerned. Sir, you are the highlight of my visit here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to have you, and welcome.
Thank you, sir. You're very kind. Thank you. And thank you for showing me the photo. Well, that was worth coming for. Okay. Now we're being summoned in. We're going in. I like that guy. How about that? The Second World War, his father looked after the Australian soldiers. Okay, now we're right in the middle of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. I'm following Keith. He knows where he's going. Oh, my word. I've never seen anything like this, Keith.
Hmm?
What's going on?
This is the people entering the traditional spot for the tomb. The Holy Sepulchre, the Holy Tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone is going in. They're waiting in line to get a chance to go in and see these things. We're going to go in and see what we can see in there.
Okay.
I don't know that they'll let your microphone go in there, but...
Why? Everyone's holding a cross. Can I hold a microphone? I didn't bring my cross. Did you bring a cross?
I'm trying my best with them, folks. I'm trying my best.
No, I'm not kidding. I've never seen anything like this. There are people... They've got their candles. They've got their icons. They've got their crosses. They've got the... And they're waiting in line to get into this thing. The dome above us is spectacular. I mean, this really is an impressive building. There's no doubt about it. There are people in tears at the awesomeness of what they're experiencing as far as their faith is concerned. I'm not kidding. There are people in tears beside themselves with just being here. As I walk around, and we're at the back of it now,
the sun disk that they have. That's not a coincidence that they have the sun disk.
Sunburst,
the sunburst over the traditional spot. This actually, the wooden structure around it has been burned a couple times, actually.
Uh-huh.
And now, as I mentioned, there's actually two spots. This is the smaller area of the tomb. Look at this.
Ah,
look at this, my friend.
This is your card.
Way. Yes, there's the card.
How do I pronounce your name again?
Waji G. Jacob Nusebi Fema.
Oh, wow. Custodian and doorkeeper to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
Because they're coming from Australia. We have a door was donated by the people of Australia. We'd like to show you.
Really?
There is a
door that is donated by the people of Australia in here. I would never have thought. I have the man's card. We're getting through here. We're being led by the doorkeeper. I can't believe we're being led by the doorkeeper. Boys and girls, we are following him to a door. Are we going to go in through the door? I don't know. Let's see what happens.
We are in the Franciscan part. Uh-huh. And this is the icon where Jesus here appeared in the garden to Mary Magdalene. But this icon, bronze, made in Italy, donated by Father Martini, Italian. Beside here, between the Flagellation Chapel and where Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, this is the door.
This is the door?
See, that Jerusalem crosses on the two hands of the door.
Yes.
And that's the crown thorn.
Yes.
And that's the Jerusalem or Catholic or the five nations of the Crusaders.
Yes.
And here you can see the two hands, Jesus and Saint Francis. And here it's written, donated by the people of Australia.
Where does it say?
Donated by the people of Australia.
So it does. Oh, my goodness, it does too. Donated by the people of Australia.
We have a Franciscan father, used to be here, Francis is his name. He used to work, and he was good connected with the people and the government, and they donated the door here.
Incredible. And I'm going to have to take a photo of this, because it is an impressive and heavy-looking door. Well, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you for showing me that. And so that was the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was amazing to watch the people at the Stone of Anointing. Honestly, it was just bewildering to watch them. But right. But also for you to introduce us to the custodian and doorkeeper of the church.
Yes. Yes.
He was a remarkable man. And to find this big, giant door that Australia contributed to the church, but we didn't actually get to go into the main attraction. What is the main attraction of that church?
So the main attraction, what's amazing about this place is that this is the oldest witness of a place that they would have traditionally spot where they would have said this was the death and burial of Yeshua or Jesus. The problem is there are a bunch of archaeological issues that have to be uncovered. But for right now, it's the pilgrimage spot for people around the world to come. There's about five different denominations that are in there fighting and battling and deciding who gets to do their services around the tomb. And what they have is the big wood structure, which you saw, the huge wooden structure that's over the cave that they believe traditionally the cave of the spot of the burial and then the spot of the resurrection. And of course, the other thing they believe is that Golgotha, or the place where he was crucified, is also within that building. Like I said, there's a bunch of archaeological problems with that. One being that it would have been inside the city, not outside the city.
Not outside the city.
Yeah, we could talk about that. But let me just say this. I think what's interesting about it is that the place itself, after the revolt in like 70 AD, Hadrian, the evil Emperor Hadrian, and even the monks will tell you this, built a temple to Aphrodite right on that spot. So the foundation stones of that place was a temple to Aphrodite.
Is that right?
Yes.
So let me ask you, Keith, is this a site that Constantine's mother, Helena...
Well, better than that. Let me just bring the rabbit out of the hat.
Please.
So then what Constantine did is he told his mother, hey, we're going to build some churches in places, significant places. One of the places he just chose to go was that spot. And what the report is that Helena was around there as they were preparing to build this place, and she found three of the crosses that she believed were the cross of the crucifixion. One of them, she said, was definitely the cross of the crucifixion. And then from there, that became the spot where she found the cross. He built the church, and then you've had the traditional understanding since then, and literally thousands of people every single day are in there touching all of these relics and stones and spots and you got the different denominations that are battling. So I did a pretty big thing on this in the Time Will Tell series, but it was better to go with you, Jono, I have to say, because you were a legitimately surprised Australian.
I was seriously blown away. Wait, what you're telling me is that Helena found three T's? Is that what you're telling me, Kate?
No.
She found three. I don't think it was the Torah, Tetragrammaton,
found three pieces of wood, believed it to be the cross of Christ and the two other people that were hung with him. Then they had to decide which one was the one for Jesus, and she said there was a miracle done with it, and from there it's all history.
That's
she
right.
She staked her claim at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
and it was originally a temple of Aphrodite. That's what you're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. And that's not even a battle. I mean, they would even say it. They would say, but that was really because they knew that this was the real spot, and that's why they built it there to try to take away the authenticity.
There it is. Now, speaking, Keith, of battles, when I just watched the latest Time Will Tell episode 4,
yes.
I believe.
Yeah, it was episode 3, sir. Episode 3 you watched, which is now
in
the archives.
It's now in the archives now, so it's available for people to watch online if they're members. Can you just quickly explain that to people?
Very quickly. If you go to biblicalfoundationsacademyinternational.com, you go to the Time section, Time, Torah, Tetragrammaton, Time section, you can watch these episodes. What you have to do is register at timewilltell.tv, and you can watch them as they come out. Now, unfortunately, I can only keep them up for a week, so 3 is now gone. 4 is available. This week, coming this Sunday, is 5, where we go see the Pope at the Vatican, which is really going to be a fun one. But mm-hmm. you've gotten a chance to see where I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, tried to go in, lots of battle going on, so I ended up going to Rome instead, and now we won't get back in there until about episode 10.
So, oh, really? So you do come back? So, because that's what I saw. I saw a little bit of a battle going on inside the church. What was going on there? Why is
and
that?
Really, that battles? Really refers back to the doorkeeper. The reason there's a Muslim doorkeeper at the church is because they couldn't have a Christian or a Roman Catholic or Greek Orthodox doorkeeper because they would have locked the other people out, literally.
Right.
So they've had a Muslim doorkeeper for hundreds of years, maybe 600 years. And the guy you met, his father's father's father, has been the doorkeeper that every morning he will come, open that big, huge door. Every evening he will close it. And it's sort of a big deal. People come and take pictures of this where he does this. He and his family have done this for hundreds of years.
Wow. And he does that because the other guys don't get on, right? So every
now
and then.
No, they don't get along. So we need a Muslim doorkeeper to keep the peace.
So every now and then.
No, and he's our friend. And I introduced you to him.
He was a really nice guy. Really, really nice guy.
Let me stop. You know what's awesome about having been to Jerusalem as many times is now I actually have legitimate people that are there that I can introduce people to. I've expanded my circle. I've got a Muslim doorkeeper.
the custodian and doorkeeper of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, he recognized Keith. He said, hello, my friend. And then he's doing his favors and he's
what
showing us
about?
Around
he's
the
in
church.
The TV show. He's huge. You kidding
me? He was our own personal guide. He was great. He's a nice guy. But what you're saying is that these other denominations, every now and then, the tension flares up. So they don't get along and something happens and there's a punch up, right?
Well, let me say one other thing. Other than the actual people that visit, that's the largest group. The second largest group that's in that church is the denominations, and the third largest group is the police. They're everywhere.
Oh, really? Is that right? So there it was, listeners. So we ended up at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and boy, oh boy, the next day, my legs. Like you say, okay, so the old city of Jerusalem is really not that big. You can walk from here to there, but believe me, people, there are steps. There are staircases going up,
and
there's a lot of trekking to do, and it really was a workout for me. I've never been so fit, Keith, I have to say.
Yeah, well, you did an amazing job, and not only did you tromps around the old city of Jerusalem, you recorded, and I hope people will listen, because you know what you did, which is kind of the vision of this thing, is that you brought truth to you to Jerusalem, and already they've heard some of the awesome shows, but it gets better. I mean, there's so many things that we did, and we had limited time, and we did a whole lot of stuff. So,
oh, we really did. We really did. So, there's a there is much more to come, listeners. There really is much more to come. So, you can look forward to that. The 3T's tour in Israel has just recently been completed. We had a great time, and we will be releasing audio in the coming weeks and probably months. We recorded so much. So much to look forward to. My friend Keith Johnson, thank you for coming on and just giving us a little bit of commentary on
that. Thank you for having me, John.
Good on you, my friend. Cheerio.